This hour of the Alex Jones podcast brought to you by FakeTV.com. FakeTV is the burglar deterrent that makes it look like you're home watching television. Don't be a burglary victim. Go to FakeTV.com. Order a fake TV for just $29.95 and shipping is free.
Answers? Well, so does he. Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'll be your host for this first hour. Alex is going to be joining us in the second and third hour. He will also be joining us in this hour with a special report about some breaking news. He did a report with Joe Biggs last night about yet another U.S. Army base that is training for civilian unrest, but this one has a very troubling spin. This one, they're singling out just black Americans. All of the people who are acting the role of the disturbers are all black. Now, you may not care about that because you're not black, but you need to understand that when the government comes after one group, that doesn't make you protected because you're in another group. I've heard many people say, you don't have to outrun the bear if you're in a crowd of people. You just have to outrun the slowest person. Well, the problem with that is that that bear is going to want another meal. You have to get in their face. When they train against Tea Party people, when they train against guys in John Deere hats, we ought to all be concerned. When they train against Christians or libertarians, we should be concerned. When they train against any particular demographic group, because we should be concerned when our government is training to fight its own citizens, and they're doing it in place after place after place. Joe Biggs and I walked through the AP Hill Asymmetric Warfare Center. There's also one in Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, for the Marines. They're building American cities, training in those cities, training to fight Americans. This is yet another place, and we have a video that they analyzed that was posted up on the National Guard's own website. So we'll have that report in the in this hour. Some breaking news. A Malaysian Airlines Boeing 777 has reportedly shot down over Ukraine. They fear that everyone on board has been lost. And of course, this was shot down over the area where there is intense fighting in Donetsk. You have pro-Russian forces fighting the new Ukrainian government there. It's been reported by Fox News that it has been shot down. Other people just say that it is down. We'll have to see what's going on with that. That's developing right now. But everyone is in agreement as to the number of people that have died. All are feared lost, and that would be 295 people. That's what happens when you start wars. See, there is a lot of collateral damage. And it doesn't just involve the people in that area. We're all very concerned. This is something that's going to spin out of control into a worldwide war. If you look at the Cold War, how that's been revived, if you look at all the different factors, this is something we should all be very concerned about. And, of course, we're in a situation now that is much more dangerous than the Cold War ever was, because we have this situation being brought out in the Ukraine. We have fighting going on right on the Russian border. The Russians understand what's behind this. They know that the U.S. has openly bragged about funding this. You've also got wars being started by the American government in the Middle East, funding Al-Qaeda, training and funding ISIS. And then, of course, we have our own presence in multiple wars as our border is collapsing. There's never been a more dangerous time for America or for the world than right now. We are on the cusp of a very dangerous situation. There's also a very dangerous time if you believe, as I do, that there is a cyclical nature to human society. We're coming up to one of those major cycles, and everything is starting to heat up. We also have an article that's up on the Drudge Report, Armed Homeland Security Agents and Community Outreach, to, quote, let people know that they're in the area. This is a story by Paul Joseph Watson. It's currently up on the Drudge Report. This is very reminiscent of what this Dallas County judge did last week, or actually a couple of weeks ago, where he said that he was going to turn over a school to illegal immigrants to house them in the Dallas area, and he preemptively went around door to door telling the people in the neighborhood that they could demonstrate, they could use their First Amendment rights, but just remember that you better stay within the law. That kind of advanced intimidation, that's precisely what's going on in this article. It's up on InfoWars.com. Now, Homeland Security is doing the same thing. Just wanted to let you know that we're in the area, so watch your back. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with that special report about the U.S. Army training to fight black Americans. Stay with us.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away, we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation, and for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'll be your host this first hour. We have a special report from Alex Jones and Joe Biggs about the U.S. Army training to fight black Americans. But before we go to that report, I wanted to let you know that there's some breaking news out of the Ukraine. A Malaysian Airlines, a Boeing 777, has reportedly been shot down over the Ukraine. This, of course, happened in the Donetsk area, where there is fighting going on between pro-Russian forces and the new Ukrainian government. They fear that all passengers on board have been lost. That would be 295 people who have been killed now because of this war that the globalists have started there. This is the saddest aspect of war, is when it spills out, and it's going to spill out. It's going to spill out of that area. It's already revived the Cold War, and we have to be very concerned that it's going to spill out in the entire world. It's not going to be just 295 people. It's going to be a lot of people dying from this. And, of course, a lot of people have already died in the Ukraine area. Fox News is reporting that they've been shot down. Other people are saying it just crashed, but it suspiciously looks like it may have very well been shot down. Now, before we go to this report, I want to read you a couple of headlines that are breaking in the news today, and let you put this together. Just think of this as a collective. We have this story from yesterday. It's up on the Drudge Report from Paul Joseph Watson. Armed Homeland Security agents in a, quote, community outreach to, quote, let people know they're in the area. Now, this is a lot of federal agents that were collecting in Greenville, North Carolina, just outside of a bankruptcy court. People were alarmed. They called the police to find out what's going on. Is there some kind of a terrorist attack? Well, they were told, no, they're just in the area to let you know that they're here. Just a little bit of intimidation, just like we saw from the Dallas County judge going door to door telling citizens, we don't want you demonstrating against the illegal aliens that we're going to be bringing into your community if you're going to break the law. And, of course, they have a lot of laws about free speech in Dallas. Now, this county judge doesn't really have any authority to turn over that school. But because he was going around door to door intimidating people, he got to sit next to Obama when Obama came to Dallas. Rick Perry was sitting at the end of the table, but this county judge was sitting right in front of Obama, and you can see the pictures of Obama laughing. That's what happens when you toe the line. You get a seat at the table, quite literally. Now, later in the program, the second, third hour, we're going to have Joel Gilbert, the fellow who did the movie Dreams from My Real Father. He's going to be on about his new movie, No Place Like Utopia. We also have Peter Glidden. They're both going to be interviewed by Alex Jones live here on the show. But two other stories before we go to the special report from Alex. Obama has attacked the Second Amendment with an executive order. This is a story up by Kurt Nemo on Infowars.com. He outlaws Russian-made AK-47s with a stroke of his unconstitutional pen. That's right. Just declare that you can't have an entire line of rifles. And, of course, in the article, he points out that the administration is saying that these sanctions are based on the UN and other international mandates. Would that be the UN Arms Trade Treaty that hasn't been ratified? And are multilateral in scope, and they involve close cooperation with allied governments. Well, we have a Second Amendment that prohibits that sort of thing. I think it's interesting to note, when they get rid of the AK-47, that one of the earliest, perhaps the earliest, infringement on the Second Amendment was a Supreme Court decision that outlawed sawed-off shotguns, saying that they were not military weapons, not usable by the militia. And so they outlawed sawed-off shotguns. Well, that was a lie then, because they had already used them in the Civil War, sawed-off shotguns. But nevertheless, the idea that it can be infringed like this, or by executive order just taken down. So we have Homeland Security going door-to-door in a small community just to let people know they're there. We have Obama, just with a stroke of a pen, outlawing a particular type of gun. Nobody has ever dreamed of doing that before. And now he's been given the kill switch to the entire communication system. They're going to connect the emergency broadcast system all together from a single point. It's been daisy-chained. They're extending the control of this. Alex has a special report on that as well. But now this next element, and of course that may be because he wants to communicate to everybody very quickly after a false flag incident. Now look at what they're training for. They've been talking about how their enemy is the Tea Party, libertarians, conservatives, Christians. Now they're going after blacks, and this is in a doomsday Disneyland, as they call it. This is a training facility. This one run by the National Guard. Now, of course, we've been to the Army's training facility at Fort AP Hill. I walked through that with Joe Biggs. We took pictures of the training facility there. There's also a training facility in Camp Lejeune. The one in Camp Lejeune for the Marines looks more like it's targeted more towards neighborhoods, towards rural farm areas. The one in AP Hill is more like an urban transportation center. There's a lot of things like trains and subways that they're training on. Now there's this one in the National Guard facility, and here's a report from Alex Jones and Joe Biggs as they analyze it.
Tonight, we quite frankly have some extremely shocking information, and that's in a news system that is just full of incredibly disturbing things. And we bring you this information not to scare you, but to hopefully cause a debate in this country about the serious things that are happening so we can reverse what's unfolding. The Department of Homeland Security is always saying that if you see something, say something. Well, historically, when you see government buying billions of bullets, openly saying the American people are the main terror threat, openly saying that Christians and gun owners are the number one threat, even above Al-Qaeda, and buying thousands of armored vehicles and admitting that they plan to put regular army on the streets of every major city and town. And the government sets up a rural affairs commission run by NORTHCOM and the Department of Defense to keep an eye on rural communities. While our government is openly funding Al-Qaeda and ISIS in the Middle East, you know that treason is taking place. And so we have seen something, and we are saying something. And viewers out there, one of them will just go by CB, in places like Georgia, are the HUMAT, or the true organic human intelligence, and our eyes and ears. And that's why InfoWars.com every week breaks national news stories that get picked up by thousands of publications and national television. Because we are engaged in real journalism here. We go wherever the truth leads us. Now, we've seen a long slide towards a paramilitary police state in this country. I've been talking about it for a long time, made four films on the subject since the late 1990s, and we are now here. They've gone from denying that this is happening to admitting it. I struggle to put a headline on this. Regular army trains to inter Americans. Regular army trains to take over U.S. cities. But that doesn't encompass how bad this is. The end of Posse Comitatus, which it is, the 1878 law banning regular army engaging in law enforcement operations in the states. That's why the governors call out the National Guard, not the, quote, big army. This is a big deal. And in 2007 and 2009, in the Defense Authorization Acts, the National Defense Authorization Acts, they basically removed it and said, don't worry, we won't, you know, abuse this new power. As we see military at kite festivals in Austin, and we see the National Guard going under the president, not under the states. It's a major transference of power from the already weak states to the out-of-control central government, and there's a massive ratcheting up from this training being secret when I first started reporting on it in 1996 to it now being out in the open. Back in 1996, 97, 98, I would go show urban warfare drills that are practicing to confiscate guns, and the information was so shocking that they would have the media come out and say, no, Delta Force was not in Houston, or Delta Force was not in San Antonio, and until I went and interviewed police chiefs and others that said, no, they're here and they're buying people off. It appears to be a covert takeover plan. Now, that was Clinton. Now, under Obama, it's gone into full gear. Bush was involved in it as well, but just a fact, under Democrats, this stuff goes into high gear. And again, they're saying domestically, Tea Party, Christians, veterans are the terror threat, not Al-Qaeda. That is sensational information. And hopefully, if you get this video out to people, we're about to get into the details, we can get a debate going in Congress at the state level about this. Like, you out there as viewers have already spurred a debate about this. I talk to congressmen and women all the time on and off air, and they say they're having hearings on this precisely because of your work. So understand that here. It's like a horse and carriage, or it's like a lock and key. It goes together. You are the reason we know about this. This information you're about to see that is big army, regular army trying to put black people behind barbed wire. I mean, that's the footage that you're about to see that a local who works in the area, I'll leave it at that, keeps seeing really scary stuff going on at the base. He sent us some photos of lockdown cities, of collapse, of the highway shut down, of the military training for all sorts of draw and quarter and confiscation, blockading of cities and roads. He sent us some photos we're going to show you. They took with his GoPro from the highway. But he directed us to the YouTube website of Guardian Centers, which is the privately owned facility that gets government contracts, where this is going on. Now, this does not reflect on Guardian Centers. They've got all sorts of legitimate firefighter, police training, military training going on there. The issue is the training, not the center. That the specifics of their own video about Guardian Center shows us hidden in plain view in between the images of the fire department getting people out of flooded cities to the military apprehending, arresting citizens and handing them over to the police, just like we saw in Katrina with the gun confiscation that they first tried to deny. That's the issue.
All right, we're going to have some more of that report. It's a very long report. We're going to have another segment of that coming up in the next segment, and also in the segment following that. Stay with us. Alex is going to be talking to Peter Glidden as well as Joel Gilbert. Stay with us.
Teenagers like me used to think our parents were just weird because they put their phones and computers inside those flimsy little fake leather cases. Then my folks both got a Blockit Pocket. Mom knows it keeps her safe from the phone's radiation. Dad knows it keeps his information private. I like my Blockit Pocket because it blocks hacking and tracking. Awesome. BlockitPocket.com has other cool stuff too. Guess my parents aren't so weird. Get your Blockit Pocket at BlockitPocket.com.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles in nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, July 16th, 2014, gold opened at $1,303.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,350.43, $675.22 for a half ounce, or $337.61 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,350.43, $675.22, and $337.61.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods 1 month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David. David Knight here live in the studio. We have a special report that we've been going through. We're going to continue in this segment from Alex Jones. Now, to bring you up to date, what's happened is today, Obama has attacked the Second Amendment with an executive order. This is a story up on InfoWars.com by Kurt Nemo. He has outlawed Russian-made AK-47 rifles with a stroke of a pen. This is something that he's doing under the National Emergency Act. This is from the article. He says, the criminalization of an entire line of foreign manufactured firearms is possible under the National Emergency Powers, and there is no appeal process. Well, there better be, because if he can outlaw any line of firearms, then he can outlaw all of them. And, of course, they're making the excuse. The administration is saying, well, we're working with the U.N. This is because of international mandates from the U.N. Well, we have a mandate. It's called the Constitution, where you can't do that. But notice that he's doing this as part of the national emergency powers. At the same time, Obama is saying that he's going to be given a kill switch to address the entire nation simultaneously in case of a national emergency. And then just yesterday, we had a story that armed Homeland Security agents were in Greenville, North Carolina, scaring the community, but just there so that people would know that they're in the area, showing up en masse to intimidate the community, and they were very intimidated. Now we have this video that was given to us by someone who lives in the area where this training is going on. We've reported many times, and of course, Alex has been reporting since the 1990s about these exercises that are training to fight American citizens. Everybody called him a conspiracy theorist. Well, nobody is saying that anymore. Still, nobody else is talking about this much outside of InfoWars. Let's continue with that analysis from Alex Jones and Joe Biggs.
So let me just give you some of the background on this, the latest developments. Here's an article from 2009. The Pentagon wants authority to post almost 400,000 military personnel in the U.S. from the Progressive, but it was also in the Associated Press at the time. And they are now moving the troops back out of the Middle East and other areas to the United States for what they call Brigade Homeland, that is famously also in the Stars and Stripes and Army Times. Here's another one, Clarksville Online. 101 Airborne Soldiers to conduct air assault training in Troy, Tennessee. Again, this is all conditioning the public, the troops, everybody to just accept this. So the troops aren't villains in this. In fact, they're the most awake group out there because of this going on. We're talking about the training that's being directed from the White House to the National Security Council. Not about Guardian Centers, not about the troops. I want to be clear, because we've learned the propaganda they use on the police and military is, see, they're criticizing you and you're just training to help people. No, we're pointing out what's going on inside of these larger operations, the real operations. Here's another one. Accepting FEMA camp prisoners for illegal immigrants justifies them for Americans. We're going to go through this, then get to the footage of the black people being thrown in basically the FEMA center, the mock FEMA center. Again, back in 2011, we posted articles warning of the fact that under Rex 84, which is a public plan, they would use the collapse of borders as a pretext to suspend the Constitution and bring in martial law. And at the Guardian Centers, the training is moving towards what is clearly civil emergency or martial law. And right here in this article from 2 years ago, where they were finishing the center, they admit they have a whole area to simulate New Orleans' Ninth Ward and what was done there, and to be submerged just like Katrina, just like the gun confiscation that we witnessed there. There's also a CNN article that breaks this down. Take a tour of the Doomsday Disneyland. And again, that is this Guardian Center's facility, one of the largest in the world, where this is going on. And here's the issue. Why don't they use military bases for this? Because it's not traditional and sends up red flags to have police and military together training at a military base, even though that's going on covertly. So they're now doing it at these giant private centers. Now, let's go to the big enchilada before we get to the video. Internment resettlement operations, we broke this a couple years ago when it was sent to us by military sources. After that happened, they posted an army.mil kind of, oh, it's no big deal. See, you got a secret document? We'll just put it out. No big deal. like catching your neighbor walking out with your television and they claim they were taking it to have it repaired or something. Oh, it's no big deal, Bob. Or you catch your neighbor in bed with your wife. Oh, I was just, doing a gynecology exam. They released FM 3-39.40. And this document.
All right, we're going to continue with this report. This is a short segment. We're going to have the rest of this report in the next segment. This entire report, special report, very, very important. It's going to be posted up on the YouTube site. It is 28 minutes long. We played last two segments. We played excerpts from that. We're going to have the rest of that in this next segment. And, of course, Alex is going to be back with live in the studio. He's going to be interviewing Joel Gilbert and Dr. Peter Glidden. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away, we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now. Only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, but Alex is going to be joining us in the next hour live in the studio. He's working on a breaking story right now. We've been playing a special report that he shot with Joe Biggs about a new Army training center. Actually, it's not new, but it's newly found out that they're training to fight black Americans. And again, this is yet another example of what Alex has been talking about since the 1990s. And of course, it was always a conspiracy theory, but now they're putting the videos up. They're shooting the videos and putting them on the internet instead of denying that it's happening. So he's breaking that down for us. Let's go back to that report. But before we do, I want to let you know that Fluoride Shield is now available at a 25% off special offer. InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield is an exclusive blend of key herbs and ingredients specifically infused with the formulas to help support the elimination of toxic forms of fluoride and other dangerous compounds like mercury, chlorine, and bromine from within the body. Right now, you can get it at 25% off. Of course, you can't carry your water filter with you everywhere you go. This is a way to get the fluoride out that you're going to pick up as you're traveling around. A great product that you can find at InfoWarsLife.com. Right now, 25% off. Let's go back to the special report that Alex is breaking down, and this is something we should all be concerned about. You should be concerned that the government is training to fight American citizens. Whether it's not the demographic group that you're in or not, it is still not something we want to see happen, especially when we look at the fact that Obama, by executive order, has just banned all future purchases of AK-47s, saying that he has the powers under a National Emergency Act, and he has been given a kill switch to the entire communications system so that he can immediately address everyone. That's something that's never happened before. Does he need those two things because they're planting a false flag? Because they're planting to fight American citizens? That's something we've been talking about since Rex 84. Remember Oliver North, Ronald Reagan, 1984? That's where the name comes from, Rex 84. Alex Jones continues to break this down for us. Let's continue with that report.
They released FM 3-39.40. And this document says Social Security numbers, how to round up the American people. We have articles on InfoWars.com about it where you can see the subsections where more than 20 times it says American citizens, Social Security numbers, how to process, how to get our biometrics, just like we were citizens of Fallujah, Iraq. It goes through all of it. And first they tried to deny it, then they admitted it. We've also seen training in places like Arcadia, Iowa, where they said in the paper, they're working with a local gun shop and the citizens do door-to-door gun confiscation drill for training here in America. Once that blew up, they started to back off. We got the governor to respond in Tennessee a few years ago when they had regular army with National Guard, state police, ATF, the FBI, local police, all putting them under a unified federal FEMA command, running an illegal checkpoint on one of the major highways searching vehicles. So again, this is just changing the culture, bringing all of this in. But I want to play from a promotional video put out by Guardian Centers, some of the video for you right now, and we've been showing some of it as well while I've been talking here, where, again, interspersed with the firefighters and other legitimate things, it shows the military rounding people up, and every one of them is black. Now, that's newsworthy right there. I've been to these drills where they all are farmers wearing John Deere caps and stuff saying, you know, you can't take my land, you can't take my guns. Very scary stuff. But it was a black farmer, white farmer, Hispanic farmer. Little extra black folks. I mean, obviously saying, oh, it's for Al-Qaeda, that's a bad group, but it's really for all Americans. Oh, well, blacks, you know, they're kind of looked down on quietly by some people. Oh, look, it's for blacks, so it's okay. And it's military and white guys, white civilians looking on as groups of blacks tump over cars and, you know, get rounded up and thrown behind barbed wire. I mean, this is pretty outrageous. But don't expect Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton, the race baiters, to say anything. They're just there to create more racial division in this country, not actually point out that there's preparation to target black communities, which are under gun control like Chicago and has the highest crime rate in the world, which are under the fake drug war that's bringing down Chicago, just like Mexico's collapsing. It's the policies that are causing this cultural collapse. But here's some of the promotional video hiding in plain view.
Yeah, for those of you who are listening, this is video footage. This is a black lady who's getting beaten by some soldiers here. They've got concertina wire that they've set up. And as you can see, if you're looking at the video live on our website, everyone who is
Let me show you just a few more articles.
There is black.
We'll give you a larger picture as we connect the dots here. Then we're going to go to Staff Sergeant retired Joe Biggs to specifically analyze some of this video that shows regular army engaging in civilian suppression, basically. No other way to describe it. Look at this headline from today that was picked up by DrudgeReport.com. We're going to show a short clip from the larger newscast here in just a moment. Armed Homeland Security agents in community outreach to let people know they're in the area and to remind them about the snitch program. And we'll go ahead and play a clip of that now.
Homeland Security officers tell 9 on your side they were there as part of their community outreach to let people know that they are in the area. They also were there to remind people that if they see something, say something, especially when they see anything suspicious happening outside of a federal building.
Again, it is essential to understand we are seeing a explosion of paramilitary preparation for gun confiscation, martial law, roundup, civil unrest, you name it. Is it the border being collapsed by design? Is that part of it? Clearly. Is it the dollar being deserted worldwide by design? Clearly. Is it war in Ukraine and possible war with Russia? Clearly. The issue is it's George Soros and the globalists on record bragging they're behind the open borders and the open border society, that they're behind the Ukraine takeover, that they're behind ISIS and the Arab Spring. I mean, they are starting what appears to be the beginning of World War III right now. That's where all this leads, and the government is on full drill to lock everything down and come after the American people. So this is really an emergency alert here. And again, a few years ago, we saw these weird internal Homeland Security training videos, and then public ones about see something, say something, where every terrorist was a white business executive. And I said they're rebranding to the Tea Party. Watch. And they've done that now. I mean, you can see it. First internal, saying our new enemy is the Tea Party, white people. Then it goes public. Then it becomes policy. People said, oh, you're just being a racist, worried about white people. No. If there's videos where all the terrorists are white people, and then internally they say the enemy is the Tea Party and gun owners, you know what's next. And we were proven right. Well, when it's showing nothing but black people, I've got a big concern as well. I've got a concern if it was showing black, white, Hispanic, Asian. But they're doing it to kind of sell the idea of, well, this is a troublemaking group. The army's only for them. So the general public will accept it. So they're showing minority communities that we're going to take the rights of whitey. And they're showing, you know, the law enforcement, you know, community that's in some areas, I guess, well, white bastion or whatever. Oh, it's for the blacks. No, folks. It's for everybody. Who was the German preacher that said first they came for the communists and I wasn't a communist, said nothing, and then they came for the labor unions, I wasn't a labor union, then they came for me, and there was no one else to stand up? This is for everybody. This is about taking your pension funds, it's about taking over. Now, you can look up, again, the Army Times, you name it, admitting that they want to set up Brigade Homeland. That was 6 years ago. They've now done it. They're rolling it out. I mentioned this article, guardsmen to conduct urban training at Arcadia in April. They admitted gun confiscation drill in here, and they got all upset when we said that and, you know, reported on it and said that they hadn't said that. We had the colonel on. We've also got FEMA camp prisoners. Again, we mentioned that. Using the illegals to prime that pump. We have the governor responding and saying the feds can't do that anymore after Tennessee. So that's the good news, is that you can say no to all this. But for those that are in denial about Posse Comitatus and what the NDAA has changed in the last few years incrementally to where there's nothing left, I wanted to go to, again, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, retired, to give us his breakdown, because he served in Iraq and Afghanistan with a lot of the groups that are now coming home to literally go after the American people as veterans can't get health care and are getting the word they can't buy guns anymore with no evidence or you know, no reason at all. This is now pointed at us, and the military appreciates these transmissions because, on average, I can't imagine a group more informed than Army and Marines, Air Force, you name it. Because, again, they're decompartmentalized. They're in the middle of this. They see what's happening. Joe, before you analyze these patches for folks, I want to get your take overall. You've been sitting here tonight while we're breaking down this investigative report here and analysis for viewers the last 15 minutes. Any thoughts just overall as a citizen, as a veteran, a combat veteran, seeing all this?
Well, one of the things I like that you said is that the veterans overseas are getting ready to come home to this. And it reminded me of the past few days. I have a buddy who's stationed in Japan. I've got another that's in Afghanistan. They can't see a lot of these websites. And they're coming to me and saying, hey, Joe, what's really happening in America right now? What's going on at the border? Why is our police being militarized so much? And I have to tell them, and it breaks their heart every single time. They're like, why is this happening right now? Am I really going to come home to this right now? And they're scared of what's happening to America right now.
Because
and I don't blame them.
Because they're not traitors.
Yeah, they're not. They don't want anything to do with this. You know, most of them go over there, like I said, for a good purpose. You know, a lot of them want the college, the benefits, something like that. None of them want to go and come back and be trained to take over cities here in America. No one has that. No one wants to do that.
Well, a lot of them do it because of family, like your dad.
Yeah, my father. I mean, it was in my blood to join the military. Yeah, my father did it, my great-grandfather. And it's just something that we did in our family. If you were male, you joined the military. There's nothing wrong with that. And a lot of these guys are seeing what's happening back here, and it's literally breaking their heart every day to know that our country is slipping away while they're over there fighting for their country.
Well, I want, Joe, the people that are running this to know that they're not doing this in the dark. The military is over 85% awake. That's what I found, even officers on the street.
I agree. Completely. Everybody I talk to is 100% with the information we're putting out. They're saying that's spot on.
Well, what do you think the establishment's thinking? I mean, they're not going to get away with this.
I just don't understand. I mean, this video we're about to show, it's not National Guard. That's their job to take care of stuff here back in the homeland. This is big Army, regular Army, 3rd Infantry, 3rd Infantry Division, 1st Cavalry, 1st Armored Division.
So this is the tip of the spear.
Yes.
Explain to folks what that means. I mean, this is not just regular Army. This is the absolute shock forces.
Yes. 3rd ID is one of the biggest infantry units. They're some of the first ones to go in. 1st Armored Division is one of the biggest armored, you know, your tanks, your paladins, things like that. And 1st Cavalry is one of the biggest cavalry divisions there is. So they've got the 3 biggest guys in there right now training at this place for, an apparent martial law takeover. It's unbelievable.
Truth is stranger than fiction. It's really happening. We've seen the signs for a long time, but it was over the horizon. Now it's in our face. And before we get to these patches, a little bit of gallows humor here, some comic relief, but it's also a good analogy. If you think about the first Ghostbusters movie, I think it's a great comedy. They're talking about normal paranormal activity being the size of a Twinkie. And now the paranormal activity is the size of a giant, 20, 40 foot long Twinkie.
Well, let's say this Twinkie represents the normal amount of psychokinetic energy in the New York area. According to this morning's sample, it would be a Twinkie 35 feet long, weighing approximately 600 pounds.
That's a big Twinkie.
Normal paramilitary activity in a free society doesn't exist. I mean, it isn't going on. Now it's just off the charts giant is the point. And it's accelerating, it's building. You can see it. It's like an enemy army lining up against your border for war. But it's not even a foreign country. It's our own military. That's why they're freaking out. Do you think that's a good analogy, Joe?
Oh, definitely. I mean, just imagine opening up and you're sitting in your house and you hear explosions, you hear helicopters flying overhead, and you peek through your blind real quick and you look outside and it's U.S. military, it's Army with American flags on their shoulders, and you're sitting there like, why are you on our streets? What are you doing here?
And they admit that's to acclimate everyone. Look at the Boston bombing.
Yeah, you ease it in.
Look at the Boston bombing, going to everybody's houses and, oh, you're a black lady, you're a blonde-haired lady, you look nothing like the guy we're looking for. We're going to drag you out with a gun to your head. We're going to drive around pointing guns at you. It's all a power grab.
Yeah, it's mind-blowing. Every day that something passes like this, I just don't understand how we're getting to this.
What does your gut tell you? Is it all of the collapsing border, the dollar, the stage takeover, or is it one of those things, the collapsing border war with Russia? Why do you think they've got this in such high gear?
Well, the thing with the border, I'm thinking they want to import this poverty. They want to, essentially, we're pulling the Border Patrol agents away from the border, and then they're talking about bringing in National Guard. So what does that do? That starts scaring people. You start seeing National Guard up and down the streets. You're thinking martial law.
It's the cover.
Yes.
It's the cover.
It's the beard.
For the first phase.
Yes.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Completely. Once that happens on the border and it becomes everyday norm that you're seeing the tanks rolling up and down the streets, the Humvees, the MRAPs, the soldiers with the M4s strapped to their chests, next thing you have, these guys, the big Army coming in, the 1st Armored Division, the 1st Cav, 3rd Infantry Division, these guys will be on the streets in the MRAPs, along with the militarized police as well.
God almighty. And the public will think they're here to help with
protect
the collapse.
And serve. It's protect and serve. You know, it's...
And then it will set the precedent that we're permanently under martial law.
Yeah, completely. It's exactly what they're going for.
But they're going to call it civil emergency.
Once it happens, most of these people that are asleep and sheeple, they won't even care. Because it's gradually happened. The people who are awake right now, we're the ones that are pulling our hair out every day, you know, just stressed out. We see the tyranny. We see what's happening. These guys aren't even paying attention. When it happens, they won't even care.
They're bringing us into a permanent emergency, and the groups that are waking up are political people that are savvy patriots, because we're the targets of the next phase, and the police and military, because they know this is not, this was not legal just a few years ago. They had to change laws to do this.
Well, one of the things they're doing, though, too, is the failed VA. What happens when you can't get your veterans the health care they need? They don't get better. They can't fight back.
You just make them, you just
they
make
can't
them
fight
the enemy.
Back. They can't fight back. You're taking enemy away. That's what they're doing. They're planning. They're saying, hey, these guys are trained. They have the information, the knowledge to defeat us. We're going to deny them the health care they need so they can't fight back. When we roll in this martial law, these guys will be dead in the street, basically, laying there. Internal bleeding, whatever's going on, unable to fight back after so long.
You're talking about yourself. What do you think of the illegals in South Texas to get this $60 million facility where they have $1,000 rooms and with spas, hot tubs, tennis courts down there at a luxury facility that the government's about to buy for them?
We're opening up all these centers for these illegal aliens, but we're not doing anything.
Okay, we're going to have the rest of that report in the last segment again. That was a very long special report. It was part of the nightly news last night. If you're not a subscriber, you need to become a subscriber to Prison Planet TV. It helps to support our operation, but it's something that you can share with other people. You can also see that full report up on InfoWars.com. It's Paul Joseph Watson's story, U.S. Army Training to Fight Black Americans. We'll be right back, and Alex will be joining us in the next hour. He's working on a breaking story right now, but he'll be with us in the next hour with Joel Gilbert and Dr. Peter Glidden. Stay with us.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that give your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure soaps, or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Are we travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window
and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Joining us in the next hour, he's working on a breaking story. We also have a report from him about Obama being given a kill switch to the entire communication system. Now, look at the context of what's going on. We've got the Homeland Security armed agents in a North Carolina community telling people that they just want them to know that they're there, intimidating them with their presence, telling them, if you see something, you better say something. Well, I see something. I see Obama preparing to address the entire nation simultaneously, perhaps after a false flag. But even more importantly, I see Obama, by executive order, affecting a gun ban, this time just on AK-47s. This is a trial balloon. What is he appealing to? He's appealing to his national emergency powers. He's saying there's some kind of a national emergency that requires him to ban AK-47s. Well, if he can ban AK-47s, he can ban any and all guns and ammunitions, claiming that it's a national emergency. Now, this is something that's been going on for a while. As Kurt Nemo points out in his article, American civilians have been buying as many AK-47s from Russian gun manufacturers as the Russian military and police combined. People were concerned that it was going to be banned, and they were called conspiracy theorists. They were called paranoid. Well, now we see what's happening. And I see something else that's going on. I see our government training to fight American citizens everywhere. In Fort A.P. Hill in Virginia, I see them in Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. And now we see them in this, what CNN calls a doomsday Disneyland in Georgia, where they're training to fight black Americans. That's right. We want to break people into different groups, pit them against each other, balkanize the country. That's why the administration is always hammering home this racism charge. Here's the rest of that report from Alex Jones and Joe Biggs.
We're opening up all these centers for these illegal aliens, but we're not doing anything for homeless veterans. We're not doing anything for Americans in general who need the help of America. They're not doing anything.
Well, look at how they're turning off the power plant, shipping our jobs overseas, devaluing the dollar. They are destroying this country. In closing, let's look at some of these patches, Joe.
All right, so some of the video right here you're going to see is pretty disturbing. Actual big army out here training to put people into FEMA camps, essentially. You will have them taking them into custody, detaining them, and handing them over to police to be held. So right here, we have a 3rd Infantry Division patch. You'll also see a 1st Armor Division, which is out of El Paso, Texas. And then you'll see a 1st Cavalry Division patch as well. Helicopters coming in, soldiers. It looks fine and dandy. Then you got the concertina wire right here. Soldier, white guy, actually fighting an African-American citizen, getting her, trying to detain her until the cops can come and put her in a camp. And there you go. This is what's happening right now in our backyard every day.
And then as you watch longer, they're all black. Look, you got black guys right there.
Yeah, they're the only ones that flip over cars and go and riot, apparently.
Then they burn it.
You said a burning car?
These centers are popping up everywhere right now. The one that we saw in Virginia. There's the Marine Base one now that looks more like a rural suburbia kind with the churches and all that as well. And now we have this. This is even more in-depth. This is completely mind-blowing. It gives me chills watching this to see the lengths they're going to, the training they have, that they're going through to bring this to our country on our streets.
We're going to continue to follow this tomorrow on the radio, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Again, this is extended, expanded coverage here on InfoWars Nightly News. These are the times that Trump...
And that's from last night's Nightly News. It was a special report that was put up by Alex Jones and Joe Biggs. Alex Jones is working on another breaking story right now. He's going to be with us in the next hour. And, you know, it's interesting. Are they going to wake up? For people who've been voting for Obama because they say he's a black president, we've seen a lot of criticism out of Chicago. Now we see they're training to fight black people. And Joel Gilbert, who Alex Jones is going to be talking to, will...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles and nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers?